Michael Chavez. Ever feel like you got up on the wrong side of the bed? Life's too short. I don't waste a minute of it. Welcome to the Michael Chavez Podcast and discover what it's like on the other side of the bed. Here's your host.
Welcome to my show. This is Michael Chavez, and I believe our attitudes and belief systems can build or destroy our futures. After all the people I've heard talk about waking up on the wrong side of the bed, I want to share insights about the other side of the bed. Today, I have the great pleasure of introducing a very special guest. He's been a leader in the DFW community for about 30 years. He served Farmers Branch, both as a city council member, and from 2008 to 2011, he was elected mayor. In 2016, he was elected as chairman for the Republican Party for Tarrant County, and currently a candidate for Tarrant County judge. Please welcome Tim O'Hare. Thank you, Tim, for being here on the show and taking time out of your busy schedule.
Happy to be here. Thanks for all you guys do to spread the message of good government.
That is a big thing, especially after the last couple of years, and actually even before that. You know, I've never really followed politics. I hear it, and I don't want to listen to it because they're not really addressing the issues that really concern the citizens. So as a county judge, I've heard of county judges, but I'm not really familiar with that.
Yeah.
I mean, how important is that for the community, for business, and for, you know, especially education?
So county judge is the most powerful executive position in the state of Texas behind governor. All 254 counties have a commissioner's court that runs the county government. That's made up of four commissioners and then the county judge who presides over it. A good way to explain it to your audience is the county judge is sort of like the mayor of the county, and the commissioners are the city council members of the county. The county judge, prior to the pandemic, most people did not know how important it was. The county judge has the sole authority in a county to execute emergency management, to declare disasters, to declare emergencies. And as we all learned from COVID, the county judge has the power by him or herself to shut down businesses, do those emergency declarations that were done. So it's an incredibly important position. In Tarrant County, you know, you're talking about setting tax rates for about $2.2 billion worth of budgets. And it is an incredibly important position that needs a strong leader. And what so often happens in politics is people, the way they lead, well, they don't.
Right.
They make decisions based on, how do I get reelected? How's this going to hurt my reelection chances? Is the media going to come after me for this? Am I going to have to deal with this constituency? And what I've told people from day one when we started our campaign back in 2021, I will be a leader that will lead, that will make tough decisions, that will be consistent, that will be reliable, and that will be disciplined. And that's what everybody is looking for, regardless of your party, regardless of your political views. That's what everybody's looking for out of elected leaders in office.
Well, I agree. When they shut everything down, I was asking, it's like, why? And the biggest issue that personally I had, and I think everybody else should have had, is if this was such a big issue with COVID, why was it so politicized? I mean, that does not represent leadership on any level. We're all in the same boat. It impacts everybody's life. And that was the biggest concern. And so when I saw the executive orders from the county judge, I was like, you know, why is he shutting it down? And where is he getting the information? Because it's just so much information that it was hard to know what was real.
Yeah, I've read the Constitution a couple of times, cover to cover, and I don't see anywhere in there that says you can shut down businesses or shut down churches. And so I vowed from the beginning of the campaign, before the legislature even took it up, that you don't ever have to worry if I'm going to shut down businesses or shut down churches. We're supposed to be a free people.
Right.
And people can make their own decisions. Now, does the county government have a role in getting information out to the public? Absolutely. Public service announcements, bulletins, news conferences, sharing information with the cities within the county and the school districts within the county. All of that is part of the purview of what county government does and should do. But at the end of the day, we're free people. And you have the right to have your business open if you choose, and your employees have the right to go in or not go in. And we have to keep schools open. The destruction that we've seen from what it's done to kids, what it's done to the whole economy when you get right down to it, it has changed America and in many ways not for the better. So it may be a long time before we fully recover from all of the after effects that stuff is done. What we're faced with now is record inflation that makes it harder for people to pay their bills, put food on the table, live normal lives. If I had asked you this, Michael, a year ago, can you afford to give up 1/12 of your paycheck? Most people would say, no, absolutely not. I can't afford that. And that's almost all Americans would say that very thing. With inflation and where it is, that's exactly what you've done. Today, you get 11/12. That's how far your dollar goes with inflation. So people need a break from that. They need relief. And what the county judge can do as the presiding officer of the commissioner's court is lead the effort in the county to reduce property taxes. Now, let me tell you what elected officials love to do when it comes to property taxes. So the appraisals are going up. People are moving into North Texas. They're moving into the whole state. They're certainly moving into Tarrant County. It's incredibly fast growing. And so we know appraisals are going up. So there's going to be increased property tax revenue for the county government due to the increased appraisals. Well, what happens is a lot of times you get people that will go in to office or be in office, and they'll cut the tax rate by half a cent, quarter of a cent, maybe even a penny, which actually ends up in a net tax increase for all the residents and all the businesses. But then they run around telling you that they cut your taxes. Well, if you have a $1,000 tax bill from a city, and then next year you have a $1,300 tax bill for the city, you didn't get a tax cut. And so what I have promised to do is be truthful and honest to people and tell them, this is the money that we have now, this is the money that's coming in, and we're going to provide them actual tax relief where their tax bill is lower than it was the previous year. And it's going to take hard work to do it. You're going to have to make tough decisions, but you're going to have to be intentional about it. Instead of just, oh, it just keeps on going and the behemoth government just keeps flowing, you got to have business-minded people get in there and look at it and see, how do we fix this? How do we build some efficiencies in? How do we use technology to lower costs? And that's what I'll bring to the table if I'm the county judge of Tarrant County.
That'd be great. I got my taxes, and you know, a lot of people don't understand that they can protest the tax increase.
Yes.
And I've done that, and I did a hearing, and I was appalled by the decision. The individuals, they said that I was supposed to have 5 minutes to state my case. I was interrupted. I didn't get the 5 minutes. And then at the end, he says, well, I made my decision, so regardless of what you presented to me, the decision was your taxes going up. And I don't think people know that they have that ability. And it's like, I think we as a community need to come together to have those discussions. And that's really important for us to know the importance of the county judge and what we can do and who we can communicate with.
Yeah, every year when you get your property tax appraisal notice in the mail, I think you have about 30 days to file a protest. I fully encourage everyone to protest. And I'll tell you what we do is I hire someone to do it. I've handled it myself before, but you know, it pays to have people that know what they're doing, know the ins and outs, know the system, and I encourage everyone to do it. Not everybody knows that you can do it, but also not everyone knows what your options are if you lose your appraisal protest. Now, not everybody has money to go hire lawyers,
right?
But the next step, if you don't win your challenge at the appraisal district, is you can file a suit in district court to challenge the value. Now, I encourage people to do that knowing they have good evidence, but most of those cases settle. Most of those cases resolve. And I want to equip taxpayers to know what their rights are, to know what they can do to get in there and help keep costs down. It's the only thing I can think of where you're taxed on an unrealized gain. So if your house burns down, forget insurance for a minute. If your house burns down, you've been taxed for years on a gain they're expecting you to make that you will never make. I think it's an unfair system.
It is. Yeah. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we're going to come back and continue talking about taxes with Tim O'Hare.
All right.
Interested in starting a podcast or TV show? Worried about what you'll say and how to keep it engaging? Think you'd like to be a guest on podcast, radio, or TV shows? Hi, I'm Susan Hamilton, owner and founder of OBBM Network, and I would like to invite you to an OBBM media training.
to get the tools you need for a relaxed and polished performance you'll be proud to share. Our specialized training techniques include role play, voice training, and everything you need to deliver a confident, clear, and engaging interaction. Go to offbeatbusiness.com. Go to the calendar and register for a training that's convenient for you. Dates available now, 214-714-0495.
Welcome back. We're having a conversation with Tim O'Hare, candidate for Tarrant County Judge. So we're talking about taxes. Another one thing we want to talk about is definitely education. And, you know, that to me applies to taxes as well. I'm single, I have no kids, but I'm paying school taxes. And so when I hear information about CRT, you know, I really didn't delve into it, but I just hear bits and pieces. I find it disturbing. And, you know, so what can we do as a community to make sure that, you know, kids are being educated with things which will build them up and set them up for success in the future?
Yeah. So kids right now are under assault. They're under attack, unlike any other time in the history of our country. Whether it's child drag shows, whether it's trying to teach 4- and 5-year-olds about sexuality, whether it's trying to tell young people that, hey, you can change yourself from a boy to a girl. We've never seen anything like this, this relentless assault on just the innocence of children. So it is up to all of us to stand up and say, enough's enough. We're not going to let you do that to our kids. And the adults in the room have to stand up and say, no, let kids be kids. Let them grow up. Let these minds develop in a normal way, not exposing them to all the filth that's out there. And critical race theory fits right into that category. Critical race theory teaches kids to hate other kids based on the color of their skin. And it teaches kids that you can't achieve your full potential in this country if you're not white. Well, what a self-defeating premise that is. And why would we want, I mean, just think about this for your country. Why would you want to teach people to hate your country? And why would you want to teach people that your neighbor right next to you gets unfair breaks that are going to help him or her be more successful than you? You just can't get to where he or she can get. I mean, it is just, it's a terrible idea. And you're seeing all sorts of ideas like this come into the public schools. Now, Governor Abbott has talked about providing school choice, and that can come in many different forms and many different formats. And I haven't seen a bill yet, but we shouldn't. And I speak to groups regularly running for office, and I can tell you, while county judge by itself and the commissioner's court doesn't have a lot to do with education, what you can do in a role like this is promote good, sound public policy. And good, sound public policy is we don't want children to be stuck in failing schools where they can't learn and they can't get away from danger and crime and thuggery because of the neighborhood they live in. So if we can make it possible where – and who does it affect the most? It affects the poorest kids and it affects minorities. And if we can make it possible for kids that are in failing schools in bad neighborhoods to go to the school of their choice that their mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or big brother will take them to, give them a better chance to succeed, we owe it to them to do that and not just follow what the teachers' unions say. We should be about kids, not about the dollars for the adults. And I think what you'll see in the next legislative session in what it would be January, starting January of 2023, I firmly expect Governor Abbott to be reelected. I firmly expect Dan Patrick to be reelected. And then you'll see them make a strong push to get some version of school choice in Texas, which I think is badly needed.
Oh, I'd have to agree. And, you know, being my ancestry is Mexican, and I don't ever identify as minority because that's just, to me, I consider that a label. And when I hear about affirmative action, and I think that was the first step to telling people that just because you're not ethnic white, that you don't have the same opportunities. And I've had the pleasure of traveling around the world, and people are intelligent no matter where you come from. And so I've seen people—
Until they get into office.
Until they get into
office. And then all of a sudden the intelligence flies out the window for half of them.
Yeah, yeah. And it just blows my mind. It's like— And I shared this a while back. As a citizen, I don't want to listen to a candidate tell me that my neighbor hates me. nor do I want a candidate to talk to me about that I am in the situation I am in because of my neighbor. And for the plain and simple fact, that's not true.
You know what? We want people in office who love their country and who love their community. And when there is a need to make some change and to do something better, then a positive vision for how to do that. I happen to think Tarrant County is the absolute best place to live in the Metroplex. It's not where I was born and raised. We chose to move there.
Right.
And not knock anybody that was born in Tarrant County, stayed in Tarrant County. I understand why they stayed there. I think I bring a unique perspective because it's not where I was born. Now, I was lived in the Metroplex my entire life, other than college, but it's more Texan over there, and it's friendlier, and it's a slower pace, and I don't mean that in a negative way. It is just good people, a great place to live, go to church, work, raise your family, and it doesn't just stay that way on accident. You have to work to do it, and how you do that is keep taxes low.
Right.
You'll never hear me say, if I'm county judge, we created X amount of jobs. Politicians don't create jobs unless they're government jobs, okay? The business sector, entrepreneurs, people taking risks create jobs. And instead of demonizing them, we need to laud them. And because that is the small business, essentially, is the backbone of our entire country. And I forget the stats, but it's a staggering number of people that are employed by small businesses. I mean, it overwhelms large businesses by enormous degrees. And demonizing businesses is not the way to lead or not the way to go. We want somebody that has a positive vision for their county, positive vision for America, loves the state they live in, and wants to make things better. And I think just based on the success I've had in business, the success that I've had in multiple leadership roles, I think I can bring a lot of things to the table to help make the lives of the people that live in Tarrant County better. And one of the ways we do that is we bring in high-quality jobs. I'm a firm believer in a rising tide lifts all boats.
Right.
And we encourage businesses to stay who are thinking about leaving. We encourage them to expand. And I'll be the biggest salesman for Tarrant County that Tarrant County's ever seen in why people should bring their high-quality jobs into our county.
And I think that was one of the biggest things for like back in 2008 when we had that, you know, I guess we call that recession or that drawback. And Tarrant County was pretty strong as far as business went during that time. And I know a lot of people from other countries come to America because they want to start their own business. So
yeah, Tarrant County's underperformed compared to other counties.
Mm-hmm.
Our tax base is far more reliant on residential than most other counties. And and people that know will tell you we've underperformed when it comes to getting high quality companies to come into Tarrant County, but we're going to change that.
That'd be great. I served in the military and originally from Amarillo. And so when I separated from the military, this is why I came to Tarrant County or the North Texas areas, because I saw there's more opportunities for employment and success.
How often did you eat a steak at the Big Texan?
One time.
Yeah. It's tough to eat 72 ounces worth of meat at one sitting.
When I was in high school, I probably could have done it. But now I got older, I was like, you know, no, I won't even try it. But it was a great experience and just something for me just to see that. And, you know, and I heard about that. And I've seen people do it. Somebody smaller than myself had done it, a woman. Mm-hmm. She ate two of them.
Amarillo is a great place to live. Good, yes. good community.
We're going to take a quick break real quick, let our sponsors have their opportunity, and we'll be coming back to talk to Tim.
Move freely, America, without medical restrictions or penalty. Without medical freedom legislation in place, our rights and freedoms are one vote away from being dissolved. Move freely, America, with one voice, without fear of retribution, achieving a common goal, medical freedom. We the people make our voices heard by connecting with state legislators and engaging a constitutionally compliant medical bill of rights for all citizens. Individually, change is improbable, but as an aggregate, attainable. It's time to act with one voice. My voice.
And my voice.
And my voice.
And my voice.
To protect our freedom, creating one voice that cannot be ignored. This requires your voice, too. Move Freely, America. Go to movefreelyamerica.org to find a chapter near you. Plug in, donate, and help our legislators defend our God-given rights under the Constitution. Move Freely, America. My voice.
And my voice.
And together with your voice, we're one voice that cannot be ignored. Donate today. Movefreelyamerica.org.
The OBBM Network is the premier voice for local business, and we take that responsibility seriously. The OBBM Network has everything you need to grow and transition your business for success on popular syndicated podcast networks, Roku and other video channels, and the OBBM Network app. We work for you, local business, and we've got your back.
All right, welcome back. There's a couple of other things I want to talk about. You know, we talked about education, but I see how education also plays a part of crime as well. And just reading and hearing information how a lot of people who are imprisoned, they really don't have a very good education. And so I just wonder how that really, you know, that education and that crime really go hand in hand.
Well, I think that's a big piece of it. There's fathers not being in the home is a big piece of it. In terms of what the county does, county plays very little role in education.
Right.
What the county government has a big law enforcement element to it. A big piece of the county budget is law enforcement related, and that is the sheriff's department, which runs the jail and also provides policing in the unincorporated areas of Tarrant County, and also is involved in multiple multi-jurisdictional task forces to stop human trafficking, sex trafficking, and drug trafficking. It's also the district attorney's office, the folks that prosecute the crimes, and then it's the criminal courts. All are inside that county budget. And crime is up pretty much all over the country.
Right.
And what we've been telling voters, and by the way, Election Day is November 8th, so we're less than 60 days away. Early voting is October 24th through November 4th.
Okay.
So it's just about upon us. But what we've been telling people throughout our campaign is no one should have to move out of Tarrant County because of high property taxes or because of high crime. So I have committed to the voters of Tarrant County that we are going to lower their property taxes, not some cutesy little tax rate cut that results in still a tax increase, and we're going to be tough on crime. We are going to make sure we put bad guys behind bars. And there's another phenomenon, if you will, going on in our country now, which is letting bad people out on bail, and then they're coming, getting out and committing more heinous crimes. We're not going to let that happen in Tarrant County. We're going to put a stop to that.
That'd be great. I just hear too many things and see too many things in the news. One most recently, I saw a judge dismiss a case for a murder. I want to say that was in California. And I had to ask myself.
We want what happens in California to stay in California.
Exactly. I agree. And this hearing information that there's some cities and states where they won't prosecute theft up to $750,000. So you can steal $750,000 and not be prosecuted.
You mean $750. Yeah. So Dallas County, the DA has said he won't prosecute people. And it's not exactly the way I'm saying it, but if you don't use a weapon and you steal $750 or less worth of stuff, he won't prosecute the crimes. I mean, and that kind of lawlessness, that's what causes crime to go through the roof. That when people fear no repercussion of any kind, that's how crime goes up. I was at an event on Friday night with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and he's going to propose in the next legislative session, he's going to propose that any crime committed with a gun has the normal sentence with that crime, but a mandatory 10 years on top of that if it involves the use of a gun. And we are in a period right now, and I think it's in large part too, there were groups of people over the last couple of years bashing the police, bashing law enforcement, making it harder for law enforcement to retain people, to hire people, to recruit people. They've gone after prosecutors. And why they want a lawless society is anybody's guess, but we're going to maintain law and order in Tarrant County if I'm county judge. Now, my opponent is a defund the police person. Now, she may have changed her tune now that Joe Biden has come out and said, no, we're not going to defund the police. Democrats saw that that was a failing strategy.
Oh, yeah.
I've always been strong on law enforcement, pro-law enforcement. It doesn't mean if somebody does something wrong, they don't have to deal with the law and our criminal justice system the same way anybody else does. But we're going to back law enforcement, and we're going to make sure Tarrant County is a safe place to live and do business. And we're not going to let bad people that should be behind bars get out and cause harm to people in our community.
Hey, well, it shouldn't ever happen. I said, just watching the news and seeing how law enforcement has been attacked, and people just forget law enforcement, they're people. They're your neighbors, they're brothers, mothers, husbands, and they're no different than anybody else, and they deserve support, and they deserve to be treated with respect.
They're different from this standpoint. Unless you've been in active combat or you've been in law enforcement, they literally put on a uniform, mm-hmm. a belt, a gun every day, and they don't know if it may or may not be their last.
Exactly.
Now, we can all go at any moment.
Yes.
But I usually don't wake up, go into my office, and think today could be my last day, because it's highly unlikely that somebody's going to come in and try to shoot me, stab me, or do something else. But they put their lives on the line every day. They deserve our support. They deserve our gratitude. And they deserve our grace.
Oh, yes. And there are several. I've had had encounters with police officers on more than one occasion, often in a good spot. Several years ago, I had somebody come try to get in my apartment at midnight. And so the police show up at 6 in the morning, or actually 2 in the morning, I'm sorry. And, of course, I have my gun. And so they politely says, hey, can you, put your gun down so we can talk? So I did. I put them in and let them be comfortable because they're there for me. And we just had a nice casual conversation. And so I just understand, they ask you for their safety and for your safety because they are trained to use their weapons and they don't want to use them. And all they're doing is they're just trying to get to the information, what they can do to make it better. And so when I see people going and arguing with them and just being disrespectful to them, it doesn't sit well with me because, they're just asking simple questions.
Yeah, we should treat everyone with respect, mm-hmm. and be kind to everyone. And we've lost in our country, we've lost just a sense of decency.
Yes.
And with social media out there and be as extreme and outrageous as you can because you get more likes and get more clicks and get more comments. You can become famous. It's really wreaked havoc on our society. I'm proud to be supported by Arlington Police, the Arlington Police Association. I'm proud to be supported by the Tarrant County Law Enforcement Association. My opponent will get no support from law enforcement of any kind in Tarrant County. And people of Tarrant County should know when they cast a vote for county judge on November the 4th, they should know that I'm going to be somebody that's always going to be strong with law enforcement, strong on prosecuting criminals, and we're going to be a safer county if I'm there as opposed to my opponent.
And that's great to know because, just like I said, we're just watching the news and you have to ask questions. And community, the people, voters, can't speak. Voters need to ask those questions. If you're not paying attention to the news, and we'll say it was up in the Northwest where the city council voted to defund the police and then turn around and voted for armed security for themselves.
Yeah.
And off the taxpayer money.
The hypocrisy is sometimes too much to bear.
It is. And, I don't want to see that coming into our communities.
No, well, as long as I'm county judge, nobody has to worry about that.
That'd be great. So... one quick question. You do have a family, and I saw that. You have 4 daughters. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that when I saw that. So, it reminds me of that TV show with Tim Allen, Last Man Standing.
Okay.
And it kind of brought a chuckle to my, to me, because it's like, how you able to do all of this, run for, county judge, and to, have a family with that big. And
yeah. Starts with having an unbelievably supportive, loving wife,
mm-hmm.
An amazing best friend and mom to our children. Our 4 kids, just whatever it was 3 weeks ago when our youngest started kindergarten, that's the first time in 11 and a half years where there hadn't been a child home during the day. So that's an adjustment for my wife, but she's heavily involved in our campaign, 100% supportive of what we're doing. And she's as valuable as any person we have on our team and the most valuable person in my life by far. She's amazing. So that's how we do it. And we do it because I believe that we need somebody that is a strong leader, somebody that's going to cut property taxes, keep people safe, and someone that's not going to make getting reelected and getting their buddies jobs and making money through the office. We need people like that to run for office, and that's who I am and who I'll be.
That's great. Nice. It's all about character and what you do for the community, and that's, I think people need to be aware that it's a community effort.
Absolutely.
So how can people, you know, get a hold, you know, support you with your campaign?
Well, visit electtimohare.com, and they can donate. They can sign up to volunteer. They can sign up to get a yard sign. They can also spread the word on social media that Tim O'Hare for Tarrant County Judge is the right person for the job. And my commitment to them is I will always be honest. I will always operate with integrity. I will follow biblical principles, and I will be pro-American, pro-business, pro-family, and I am clearly more talented, that's the wrong word. I'm running an organization between the two of us. There's no comparison as to who knows how to run an organization, who knows how to get the best out of people, who knows how to manage dollars between me and my opponent.
I say thank you, Tim, for being on the show. It was great to have met you, and that you, like, you took time out of your day to be here with me. So take the time to vote for Tim. He is the candidate for Tarrant County.
You've been listening to the Michael Chavez Podcast, the other side of the bed on the OBBM Network Podcasts. To be a guest or sponsor of the Michael Chavez Podcast, call 682-365-2078. Discover all the ways you can work with Michael in the description box below. Reproduction of the Michael Chavez Podcast without permission is expressly prohibited, but you can freely share this content far and wide. For OBBM Network program information, call 214-714-0495.